Welcome, welcome. I'm gonna do. We're live, and we're recording. I'm gonna. Till 10. 10 about. Because Dragon Mirror's not feeling well.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Till 10. All right, I guess we're going to continue on with Wendy's. Where's my stuff? There it is. If you're listening, live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host. Filling in for Dragon Mirror Slot. Hi, I had an issue.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah?
I had a bacon tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? I don't know how to... the instructions. Like, there's no... how do I do it?
So what did you order? Like, baconator?
Yeah. Like a bacon tornado?
So you order Baconator or you get Baconator?
I have it. I don't know how to work it.
So you don't have, sorry, what?
I don't know how to work it. Like the, like steps to use it.
Oh, so you don't know what comes on that, right?
I don't know how to do it even.
The Baconator comes with mayo, ketchup.
Yeah.
And bacon and patties.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, how do I do it then? If I have it?
What do you mean by... it's sandwich. So
yeah.
What do you mean by how you eat it?
I don't know how to work it.
Just a moment.
I don't...
just
do we
moment.
Have to?
Yeah, just a moment.
Oh.
Seller, I don't understand. I will take it.
Hey there, what can I do for you?
How do I do it? With the bacon man. Or, cause I don't... it's... get bacon in it?
Sorry?
The one with bacon?
I don't understand the question, sorry.
How do I do it? Use it. There's no instructions.
What's the question, sorry?
How do I use it?
Use what?
A bacon tornado or something.
I have no idea what you're asking about, sorry.
The sandwich. It's got like bacon on it or something.
We have quite a few with bacon. Bacon Deluxe, Junior Bacon, Baconator.
Junior. Ooh, Junior. How do we get Junior? Can I exchange
okay,
it for Junior then? If I already have a bacon man or... whatever it's called.
I sorry?
I don't, can I get it juniorized if I already have it?
I don't understand the question, sorry. You're not making any sense.
I'm sorry. I'm from America.
Okay.
Like USA.
Yeah.
How do I to enjoy it though?
Either you're cutting out, sorry, or no, I'm missing something. I just am not understanding the question at all. I'm just hearing, how do I use it? But I don't know what it is or what you're trying to do.
This is a bacon man. I guess use, like, regular?
I don't think I'm able to help you, sorry. I'm unable to understand the question.
Oh. Oh. How unfortunate.
Can I do a call?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
It's
Whoopi O'Clock.
Yeah. Just get this phone ringing.
What was the prank call premise for Wendy's?
Oh, I don't know.
What is the sandwich want?
Baconators.
All right, I got a good idea.
Burger Man.
Hello? Hi, Wendy.
Hi there.
How can I help you?
Hi there, I was just there, right? And I just got the Bacon Jr. cheeseburger. And someone put their toenails all up in it. Someone put their toenails up in it.
Sorry?
Somebody put toenails in my food! Can I speak to the manager, please?
Oh, you didn't like that. He didn't like that one bit. One iota.
Normally you have to pay extra for that.
Let's get more...
Why is it?
Let's get more phones ringing up here.
Does that count?
Do you want it to count?
No.
Alright, try again.
Alright.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
What the fuck is this shit?
Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail
for Motherfucker.
Wendy's 6778. No one is available to take your call. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
I'm gonna leave in a minute. There they go. That's a message.
I like the kitchen noises.
Kitchen noises.
We do kitchen noises together.
Hold on.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
What the fuck is this shit?
What? Are they trying to just stop the spam just coming in? Do you think this
I don't
is
know.
The spam stuff?
They figured it out.
Yeah, we need
I'm
to put these guys
particular,
on hold.
I'm calling a particular location.
What location is that?
Canada.
Oh. Probably why?
Your call has been forwarded.
It's because it's the first place where I go. Let's move to...
To Ohio.
Ohio, that's...
Who lives in Ohio?
Bunch of people. What about Idaho?
Yeah, Idaho sounds good. Oh,
we are live.
We're live, by the way. We're live.
We're live. I just drank some 7-Up.
I'm your host, Wuppy. James not in today. Filling in Dragomir's slot.
Are we still live?
Yeah.
No, we're not live. We're not live.
On rogueserver.com/Wuppy.
Thank you for calling Wendy's on Linda. How can I help you?
Hi, how you doing today, sir? I was just up in there not too long ago and got one of those baked potatoes. And
it
didn't
really
come.
Hard to hear you.
I just got a baked potato from you guys' location, and it did not come with cheese.
I'm sorry about that. What was your order?
It was the Dave single. The Bacon Jr. cheeseburger, and then that big thing, that potato. Yeah, potato. Yeah, you guys forgot to add cheese to it. What the hell, man? Like, oh, fuck you.
What a rude man. All right. Do you want to try one more time?
No, I'm good for right now.
All
right.
I have to admit, I'm kind of out of these ideas.
Burger certificate of authenticity? I'm going
there
for that.
Go.
Wendy's, how can I help you?
Where's the certificate of authenticity?
They didn't like that one.
It's a proper response to that.
Hello?
What about a certificate of juniorization? Hello?
I'm supposed to be timestamping these now. We're gonna go for another hour, so I'm gonna try again. Might switch to other things.
Rich Wendy's, how can I help you?
Hey, Rich Wendy's, I have a junior rat.
You have a junior rat?
Yeah.
Well, how can I help you?
Can I bring him in?
Oh, you have to come to the store to bring him in. We only do orders over the phone if it's like a big catering order.
Oh, okay. So I bring him in and then he gets to choose?
Yeah, you can come in and then pick an item off the menu, pay for it, and then we can get it to you.
What about the pit pig?
I'm sorry, what?
Pit pig.
Okay.
What about him? That counts for me.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Who wants to go?
I'll give a go at it.
Okay. You want, what?
A Wendy's, please.
Okay.
I'll tell him I had the certificate, but I lost it.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Clout Master, do you know what Wendy's is? Wendy's nuts hit your face. Ha ha!
How do you...
Pick up, pick up, pick up.
Maybe Wendy's is affected by the government shutdown.
I don't know. I'm not gonna... this is gonna be marked as no. Come on, Wendy's.
You and I have had our disagreements, but I think we can get through this, Wendy.
That's what Dave would want.
Eagle Wendy's, how can we help you?
Hey, Eagle Wendy, how's it going?
It's going. How can we help you?
How's it going? So I got this burger, and it looked a little circular. I was coming in there. I just wanted to make sure that you guys had the authentic patties down there.
You mean the rectangular patties? Yes, we do.
Oh, I thought they were square. No, they're not square?
They are rectangles. Anyway.
I guess a rectangle is a square.
In fact.
Anyway, my friends were making fun of me because my burger is a little less square than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They told me, basically, like, I'm never going to be your friend. Like, you need to go back down there and sort your life out. You should really think about what you're doing.
Well, if they will judge you on the size of your burger, then they're not really your friends. I don't know what to tell you.
The size of my burger.
So, I'm very sorry about your burger.
I guess it was just the geometry of it. Do you have... Do you guys have, like, certificates down there? Because I had the certificate when I walked out, I think. And I think I dropped it. Like, in the parking lot?
No, we haven't had any certificates...
of authenticity?
Put into lost and found. I'm sorry.
No, there's definitely a certificate of authenticity for these square hamburgers. Yeah. I mean, come on, bro.
Well, you have fun. I actually have to work, and I'm hanging
I'm
up.
I'm telling
this call.
You, put a certificate of authenticity into my bag.
He's gone.
Okay.
Welcome to an emergency. Welcome to Whoppy.
Hey, butt shit is here. What's up, butt
it's
shit?
It's just me tonight. It's just Whoppy. My
what?
Co-host,
what
James.
What the fuck happened? Where's Dragomir?
He
wasn't feeling good. What happened to the corn down?
He died.
Aww.
He said he knew you weren't here and he got upset.
Yeah, he threw a hissy fit. He's like, Buckshot's not here. What the hell, man?
He said, Buckshot's not here. I have no reason to do a show because Buckshot's not here.
Yes,
and then I was like, I just said, I said very loudly, I said, gay.
Welcome
all right, wait, do you want me to do a call? I have to do my dishes.
Yes, do a call. Do
okay,
a call.
I'm going to do dishes while I do the call. I hope you realize.
That's good.
All right, who am I calling?
Wendy's, but we can call other
people. All right, what's cracking, Wendy? What's good? Nah, we're good. I got Wendy.
Okay.
Me and Wendy, we're like this. She can listen to me do my dishes.
Nice.
She's gonna listen to me while I do my goddamn dishes. Motherfucking do those dishes. I don't got no wishes. Once upon a time, busting a dope rhyme. Now I give the fuck. No. All right. Okay, everybody. The Buckshot Freestyle Raps portion of the show is over. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hey, Buckshot.
What
I'm
up, Frozen?
I'm smoking on some chemistry right now, cured resin.
Smoking on some chemistry, cured resin? That's what's up. What's up? I'm going to take
what's
a
up?
Fat dab after I finish these dishes.
I'm using my
I promised, I promised my woman that I would do the dishes when I got home from work, so.
We're
she was like, I've done
the
dishes
the
all week.
Chef.
Well, she did them all week, so I figure I can do them at least once. That's fine.
He's
oh wow, we got a
shop,
we got a
guys.
Brand new scrub daddy too. Holy shit, this thing is fresh.
Fresh, not saying
fresh. He's a real freshie. All right, let me get Wendy. I want to tell her that I'm doing some dishes.
Here you go.
Tell her that Wendy's not such a kid. Wendy's not.
Come on, Wendy.
Man, damn it, Wendy. Now I have an idea.
It says he's doing the dishes, but it sounds like he's taking a leak.
Damn,
that's
I must sound
now.
Like I'm frying some fucking chicken when I'm pissing.
Ooh.
Definitely
nice.
Not taking a leak, sir. Definitely doing the dishes, promise. Yeah.
Why not? You could be doing both at the same time.
I'd rather not. Because then one of the things, if I pee on my dishes, I'm just going to have to wash them again.
Yeah, but then you'll ever have to do the dishes again. Your wife, your woman will be like, oh, he's not doing the dishes anymore.
Good call, I suppose. No, I'd rather she not think I'm completely retarded. You know. Just saying.
Nothing's in the right place here.
Everything's in its right place.
I think this has to be
the
a
Radiohead
radio.
Style.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Well, if you're listening on Mumble, you're in the future.
You're
if you're listening on RogueServer.com, you're going to get triggered in about 5 seconds because I'm going to tell you something secret on Rogue Server Mumble only, exclusively.
He has the ability.
One's just for the Mumble. Yep, I do. I can. I'll turn this whole fucking show right around.
Hey, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy. How's it going tonight?
Okay.
Good. So I'm just at my house right now. I'm doing some dishes, but my buddy was telling me that y'all have like peanuts down there now.
No.
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 He was saying he was like Wendy's. They're serving peanuts now. They call them Wendy's nuts.
No.
No, you guys don't have Wendy's nuts down there.
No.
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 No. No. None of that.
No.
So close.
None of that. Wendy's nuts.
Alright,
I guess give me another one. Yeah, give me another one. I'll use a different premise that's not so outright vulgar right away. Gang, gang.
I should probably.
I hope Dragomir's okay.
Yeah, me too.
He's alright. You spoke to him, or?
He just said he's having a like medium health thing. I have no idea what's happening with him, but I hope.
Yeah, he's got some stuff going on.
Health shit.
I hope he's alright. It does. I agree. I hope he's alright, man, because that's my homie. I think he's fine. He probably just got too high again. The
other night. Ew. God damn it, Wendy.
Seriously, I've already come up with another premise, but it's only going to work at Wendy's.
Thank you for calling Wendy's. How can I help you?
Hey, Wendy, how's it going tonight?
What's up?
I said, how's it going tonight? How are you?
This is a Wendy's restaurant.
Right, and I'm just trying to be cordial and polite.
Good.
Instead of just going directly into my complaint.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was just trying to be nice. Like, if you want me to be an asshole, I can do it. So I went down there to the Wendy's, and I got myself a double, you know, and it was very delicious. But I asked the drive-thru person. I said, "What's your name?" You were very cordial with me, and they said, "My name's Wendy." And I was like, "Are you sure you're not messing with me?" And they were like, "No, seriously, we're all named Wendy." And so at this point, I'm pretty much figuring that they're just fucking with me. So is it true that y'all are all named Wendy down there?
Which Wendy's did you go to? Well, not all. We're not all named Wendy.
Do you have a Wendy down there?
Which Wendy did
it
you
was
go
a guy.
To?
Well, so it was a guy, and he was like, "Yeah, my name's Wendy." Like, and I was like, "Bro, your name's not Wendy." And he was like, "It is. We're all named Wendy here. It's in our contract." So I was just wondering, like, y'all have a contract where you have to legally change your name for the Wendy's Corporation?
No.
Okay, good. Because, like, I thought that might be a little excessive, you know? Like, I know that corporate likes to make people do a lot of weird stuff sometimes. Like, you know, with the verticals and everything. Like, they sometimes, like, my corporate, they want me to get up on a vertical ramp and, like, do skateboarding tricks every once in a while. And then, like, I got another friend who's in corporate, and he asked them, they have to do, like, paintings every night. Under the dead of night. So I was just curious, like, but like I said, my food was delicious, so that guy was probably just fucking with me then, huh? He's probably just saying it, like, just to have a laugh. Alright,
yeah.
Do you know what his name is? He was working in the drive-thru down there about an hour, 2 hours ago.
How recently?
Like I said, about an hour, 2 hours ago, this evening.
Well, which Wendy's
is his name Jimmy?
To?
I went to this Wendy's, the Wendy's that I'm calling. Down the road from my house.
I was born in the drive-thru, and I never said that.
Alright. Well, you didn't take, like, a weed break or anything?
No. Oh, no.
Alright. No weed breaks? Because like, I was thinking maybe it was like you were out on a weed break and somebody was just kind of like, oh, I'm gonna say something funny and get them in trouble. But that's cool. All right. Maybe I just misunderstood what they were trying to say to me. Maybe they were saying that all the Wendy's are the same, you know? Maybe they were just trying to say, like, you all serve the same kind of food down at each Wendy's, and it's just, you know, got the three-ring binder going on. But like I said, I'm just doing my dishes, so I actually can't hang up my phone or I'll get electrocuted. So if you don't mind just hanging up the phone for me, that'd be great. Cool. Appreciate you. Have a great night. Bye.
She did it.
Yeah. That was a dog shit prank call. What was the prank? The prank was that they were all named Wendy?
Yeah.
Sucks. Fuck that. All right. Can you server mute me for like 5 minutes? I'll text you when I'm ready to be unmuted.
Sure.
Thank you.
Love you.
I have too many powers now. I have way too many powers. I have it's
unlimited
all going to
power.
Yeah, it's all going to my head.
Don't want to go to your head. Oh.
I like the name of this town. I like it a lot. I think we're just gonna call everything in this town.
Is it Intercourse?
No. Hopefully there's open things here.
Welcome to the show.
We got a Walmart, a Tractor Supply, Holiday Inn. We got everything here.
Can I get a Tractor Supply?
Yeah. I don't know how Tractor Supply does phone.
Let's find out together.
I'm a little buzzed.
Thank you for calling Tractor Supply. How can I help you?
Yeah, when are you guys getting the spring chicks?
Sorry?
When are you getting the spring chicks?
That's going to be in the springtime in March.
I thought it was going to be in like a couple months, like later this month.
No, we're done until March with birds. We only have them from March to September.
When did that happen?
We get them in the spring.
Didn't it just turn spring?
Sorry?
It just turned spring. What are you talking about?
It's fall right now.
No. I mean, well, you're thinking about in the north. I'm in Australia. Don't be dumb. When are you getting the chickens?
We get chickens in March.
No, in October. Don't mess with me.
Can somebody take this? That's you. Thank you for calling Tractor Supply. How may I help you?
Good day, mate.
Hello?
Good day, mate.
How can I help you?
When are you getting the spring chickens?
What was that?
When are you getting the spring chickens?
Not till spring, not sure when.
It just turned spring.
February, March.
Just turned spring.
It's about to be winter.
It's spring in Australia. Get your birds ready.
We'll try.
Do you have any fish drawers?
No, we don't.
How about the other lady? Are your ducks in a row?
Nope.
Why not?
Actually, give me 1 second. Anytime that one's ready.
Tell her that she needs to have the turntable.
I can't help with the springs.
The what people?
Right into my house and stay. Ask if the Wendy's got a turntable. Like, you know how the turntables? Like, oh, you know how the table turns?
You don't have to wait for the hold. I know there's the hold rule.
3, 2.
Don't worry.
Oh.
That tricked me too.
Take us out.
Bye. Oh, I had the phone muted, so they didn't hear that. Oh, where the... I have...
I appreciated the springs.
Everything's all messed up here.
I didn't do it.
It's okay, I'm not... I did it. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to be keeping timestamps of the calls now to make it easier for me. All right, I guess I'm going to call the hotel. The hotel in this town. Oh, Tractor Supply is uncharted territory, though, I think.
In the spring?
Yeah. Turn up my monitor here so I can hear myself. Am I on microphone?
Hey, Paul Dan, this is Sabrina. How can I help you?
Hi, when does it turn springtime down there?
I'm sorry, what?
When does it turn springtime down there?
You mean here in Hayes?
Yeah.
It'd be sometime in March.
Okay, so when do I bring the springs in then?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're asking.
Oh, I have, like, from Australia, springs.
Okay.
So, what do I do with them?
Can you ask again? I don't understand what you're asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're like Australian springs, so I don't know, like, where to put them.
I have no idea.
Yeah, they keep, like, springing. Like, open?
I no idea.
They're, like, wound counterclockwise, I guess. So, I just put them in the hotel, then? In Hayes?
I don't know if you can.
They're not... They should be illegal there. They're... Like,
well,
tight wound.
If they're illegal, then you're not going to be able to bring them.
They keep springing.
I have no idea.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I wish I could help more.
Do you want any of these springs? I don't feel safe with them. Maybe you can turn them in.
I would maybe stop at the next police station and drop them off there.
The whole box of springs?
If
these things get loose, they're going to start, like, bouncing around. And, like, they're just going to go everywhere. They're just... Oh, God. Is spring just unsprung? There goes another one. Oh, Jesus.
I have no idea. I would say if you don't feel safe with them, then a police station would be the best spot to stop.
Oh, they just broke through the window and might... I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And... It just sucks.
I'm sorry.
I thought I had all these good springs, but then they're bouncing through windows and they're breaking stuff.
Sounds like a problem.
It just sucks when you think you got a nice box of springs. But they're from Australia, and they have a different, like, sort of hemisphere, I guess. So it's springtime's different down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish you luck.
Thank you. Wait, what's your name so I can put it down on a list? Oh.
She did not want her name on that list.
That's a normal list. Good list.
Truly a shame what happened.
Yeah. I'm going to go till about 10, so I'm going to let you guys do some calls.
Can I do a call?
Oh, Rosen, go.
Yeah. Can Buckshot do a call later?
Yeah.
Buckshot can always do a call.
Is that all right?
How much later?
You can always do a call.
Near the end of the show.
A fingerboard call. Can I join in with my fingerboard?
Can I start fingerboarding your mom?
Mom's dead, Rosen.
Oh.
Yeah, she died at the beginning of this.
Not you, the other guy's mom.
No, yeah, totally.
Hey, Clout Master, you want to do a call with me?
Hotel. This is a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright. Well, I might have an idea. If anyone else wants to chime in what I'm doing, you can chime in. I'll just say pineapple.
Refrigerators, microwaves, and Keurig coffee makers are waiting for you. To make a change to an existing reservation, press 1. For new reservations, press 2.
Safe words, pineapple.
Bells and events, press 3. For all other needs, please remain on the line.
The line.
Hi sir, I'm calling from my room right now, and I just walked in and somebody put something nasty in my microwave. I just checked in not too long ago. I just flew in from Phoenix, Arizona, not too long ago, and somebody has put something disgusting in my microwave? Yeah, microwave.
Which room are you in?
213, but the thing is, it awfully smells like pineapples in here, and I think somebody's in my room.
Pineapple.
He heard pineapple, and he immediately hung up.
That was the key word for him.
That was his safe word.
Yeah, that was a safe word.
You're listening live on RogueServer.com. It's currently 9:26 and 50 seconds post Meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Whoopi. Co-host, James.
James Krug, what's happening, boy? Ross Bumbaclot.
We're just doing till the top of the hour, and that's it for tonight.
That's it for tonight.
Yep.
If you
Make
didn't
sure you
listen
guys
early enough,
teeth.
You're dumb.
Get Make spent. Sure you guys brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth, everybody.
Floss your teeth, too.
All right, who wants to go?
Don't floss your teeth unless you really need to.
Do you have any tractor supplies left?
I could get some tractor supplies.
Try tractor supply in Arizona.
But, sir, am I legally allowed to call Arizona? Let's check.
Yeah, you are. I don't give a shit.
I gotta make sure it's legal. It's not legal.
How do you know
it's legal? It's legal. Rosman said it's legal.
I've written down legal.
We have a good group of states.
Got a bunch of states and commonwealths written down on a piece of paper. All right, I guess we can call a tractor supply in Arizona.
Is it approved by a lawyer?
It's approved by me. And reciprocity. Yeah, that's right.
Does it have Junior Rat certification?
Yes. Junior Rat is certified. It's encrypted.
Certificate of authenticity.
Junior Rat's encrypted, so if you go to the website, you can put your credit card information into the website, and you can just do it.
It'll be safe.
Shoot.
What happens after I do it? Does it go?
Yeah.
It goes. New Jordans.
I'm really slow on the phone.
Social security number
tonight.
Is the same as a credit card, right?
Yeah. Nothing is in the right place at all. That's very confusing.
Pineapple.
Tractor supply.
Thank you for calling TaxiFly. How can I help you?
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Keith.
Hey, Keith. You guys, you sell larger house numbers?
Larger house numbers?
Well, something that you could see from the road.
All I've got, let me go over here and take a quick look. I think all I've got are, like, stick-ons for mailboxes, but I might have some hard things here. Let's see.
Do you sell adhesive, Keith, to attach those numbers to something, sir?
Actually, I do have some here that you can actually nail in. There's black, and then there's reflective ones. They're 4 inches long.
4 inches should be enough. That's what I've been told. So here's what we're going to do, Keith. I'm going to come down there. You and me, we're going to put those numbers right on the outside of the fucking store. Because somebody were to have an emergency in the store, nobody could read your goddamn numbers for the store from the road. Problem, Keith?
No, no problem.
I think it's a problem. I deliver. Do you deliver, Keith?
Not anymore, no.
Well, it's obviously not a concern for you right now, bro. I was driving by, minding my own business, and now I have to deal with this. It's not how I wanted to spend my Friday night, Keith. But here we are.
What were you going to deliver?
Well, I'm not going to deliver anything. What I wanted was you to have some concern for the public. I mean, we have an excellent group of people out there. And here you go with this store. There's an emergency. Nobody can read it from the road, man. I'm running out of material now at this point, Keith. I wish there would be a good group of guys that could chime in, and I didn't think it would go this far, Keith. Where are you from?
It doesn't make much difference. I mean, if you want to come down here, great. If not, I will talk to
you. Do you have house numbers, Keith? You're probably the kind of guy that doesn't have a fucking number on his mailbox. You're that kind of guy,
okay,
aren't you?
I'm done with you, sir. Thank you very much for calling.
Hey, is this a big house number?
Sorry. I'm easily amused. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm your host, Wappy. It's currently 9:31 and 55 seconds post Meridian. Currently 46 minutes into the show and 40 seconds. I'm your host, Wappy. And we're going till the top of the hour. So everyone's going to get a... I'm going to try to get everyone a chance to make a phone call. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
I'll be honest here. We should nominate Milkman to do it. Milkman,
I was about to say, I want Milkman to do it.
Milkman, do a call.
Does anyone have anything in particular?
I know you listen.
They want to call?
I want to do hotel math or something like that.
Okay, I'll get you a hotel. I'm going slow tonight, and I don't mean to go slow on the number side.
It's okay.
Of
I'm slow too mentally.
We're all a little slow here.
Thank you for calling the Comfort Inn and Suites Hayes I-70. Sorry, I didn't get that.
Ooh.
Please choose from the following options. Thank you for calling the Comfort Inn and Suites Hayes I-70. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Two.
Hey, how's it going, Hayes? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, buddy, how's it going? We were just down there. We were in our room. We were doing a little bit of math. We were smoking at the same time. Which I know we're going to have a little bit of a talk about that afterward, but could you help me with some math? We're trying to see about a couple more people coming in here.
I don't have any more rooms.
Hey, man, pass that bong. Let me rip that really quick.
No problem, bro. Here. All right, Yeah, so we were kind of doing it on the calculator. We were typing in like 8, 0085. You ever seen that before? That was pretty funny. When we found out it says boobs, but we want to do like real math now. Like with the room stuff. Like how many people do you think we can fit in here? How many bong rips do you think we could do, like, per room? If we go, like, 3, because we just did, like, 6 bong rips plus 1 bong. I guess you
can can you add salvia to the bong? I want to get higher.
You'd probably have to divide it by salvia. That'd be a PEMDAS maneuver. Here, let's...
PEMDAS? Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally?
Aunt Sally, yeah. Yeah, you remember it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing PEMDAS in the room. I think it's like multiplication, something like that first. Have you done that before?
Nope.
You don't remember like algebra?
Oh, I did algebra and stuff like that, but...
I doubt it. Well, you don't remember PEMDAS, so... What does that mean? What does that tell me? You get a C in there?
I can do for you.
I'm telling you, bro, we're trying to multiply people in the room. We're trying to go bong for bong, people for people, hit for hit. Let's go 4 bong rips times 8 people times 1 room. And we'll divide it by the amount that we're smoking. Could you help us out with that? Because we don't have a calculator. Ours broke. Okay, well, since you're unwilling to budge, it seems. There's no other option? You can't do math for me? Help me out a little bit? We're all very high, obviously.
I got things to do. If you need something, I can get something for you, but if
bro,
not,
I'm
I got things to do.
What do you mean? I'm asking you a question. You're fucking helping me at all. I'm so fucking baked, bro. How much is the room? Oh, fuck.
Oh, he left. He had enough of that tomfoolery. All these bongos.
What's funny about that? Thank you.
Okay, who's going now?
Can I make a call?
Yes. You want a hotel?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going extra slow on the numbers tonight. Is Whoppy.
Hey, a buckshot.
Ew.
I wish you luck, man.
Thanks, pal. Love you.
Also, I do enjoy a Clout Master call. Oh, he's that number already in the list. Oh, it's because I'm slightly inebriated.
I need to get high. Done that yet. Being lazy.
What's the tool you're going to use to get high with?
I'm going to start with a joint that I have, because I want to smoke a joint, and then I'm probably going to hit the Puffco Peak.
The Puffco Peak?
Puffco Peak.
Thank you for calling Town Play Suites. This is Chandler. How can I help?
Hey, Chandler. How's it going tonight?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm just up in my room playing some strip solitaire. I got my junior rat with me, and we're just playing some strip solitaire up in the room. And I just wanted to know, do you know if anyone has complained about the smell of coming from my room?
No.
Because I've been up here every time I have to draw cards from the pile, I let out a big fart. And it's kind of like, it's just, like I said, I'm playing strip solitaire, so like every time I have to reshuffle the pile, I have to take off an article of clothing, and at this point, I'm pretty much just wearing socks, and like I said, every time I have to tap the deck again, I have to fart, so I've been really stinking up the room. My junior rat, he's actually getting kind of irritated with me. He's been running back and forth around the room. Like, I can just tell he's pissed off because it just absolutely fucking stinks in here. So I was just wondering, like, one, has anybody complained? But alternatively, if I smoked a joint up here, Do you think that would mask the smell enough, or do you think that would cause other problems?
That would cause other problems, yes.
All right. So I have a bit of a, like, I guess you could call it a compromise. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but basically the compromise, I have a Puffco Peak. I don't know if you're familiar with those. They're for taking dabs. And when you take a dab, the scent isn't as strong, so it's not going to mask the smell of the farts, but I'll at least be stoned in my room, and that'll be comfortable.
I would have to say I have no
just
say
do it under the bed.
You if you do it off property.
Just do it under the bed. Got it. Because as long as I'm doing it under the bed, all the smell will go into the mattress, and it'll just get trapped by the mattress, and it won't escape the room.
Yeah, but if we have to, there will be a pretty hefty cleaning fee.
All right. Well, I mean, like I said, I'm going to clean the room before I leave anyway, just because, like I said, I've been up in here farting up a storm, so I'm going to have to get some, like, Osium or something and really spray down the room. Just because, like I said, I've been, you know, I had a beef and cheese burrito from the microwave for lunch. So, like, it's been it's pretty rough up here is all I'm saying. Now, I was also wondering, do you think there's anybody down there who'd want to come up to my room and, like, hang out and play, like, strip poker?
Not that I know of, no.
All right, well, that's fine. I have some adult jigsaw puzzles if you want to do those with me.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to pass. Thanks for the offer, though.
Yeah, man. Well, I've got like a 500-piece puzzle. It's Riley Reed when she was all hairy. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good puzzle. I've filled it out a few times. It's fun. I have a good time setting that one up. Is there anyone down there at all? Like, somebody I could just talk to? Because I really am, like, I'm definitely looking for, like, a friend tonight, you know?
Not here. Not that I know.
Straight up. So if I, like, put my clothes on and everything, and I came down there, I have a little emulator device that has basically every good video game ever made, like, from, like, 1987 all the way up to about, I don't know, 2001 or so. I've got all the Street Fighter games, I got a couple Tekkens in there, and I've got arcade sticks and everything that I can hook them up to. Do you think if I brought all that stuff downstairs, someone would want to have, like, a tournament with me?
I don't know, we're pretty empty down here. Not really going on.
Yeah, but, like, you know, there's maybe some people would come by and, like, they'd see me, and, like, I'll have the Puffco Peak out. I won't be using it, but it'll be out to, like, signal to these people, like, I'm cool, you know? Oof, it's stinking up in this room. Boy. I'm gonna have to come down there anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
just to
a certain
get
extent,
some fresh
you're free
air.
To do what you want, but...
Yeah, for sure, for
don't
sure.
Don't get too out of control.
Oh, yeah, no, don't get it twisted. I'm chilling. I'm big chilling, you know? That's your boy. I go by Jame. When my friends, they call me Jame. Like a one singular Jame, you know? But yeah, dog, like, what about, you like to freestyle rap?
I'm good. Thank you, though.
Oh, you're good at freestyle rapping? Let's hear some bars, bro.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else there.
Mm-mm. No, like, what do you mean, like, freestyle Christmas gift rapping, where you, like, wrap the presents in, like, a really elaborate manner?
Hang on.
Hey, hang on,
I've got another phone call coming in.
Who's at the desk? Let me talk to him.
You're up. I'll take the phone call.
You're up. Like those people that sang the final countdown? They're trying to book a room? You gotta pick up the phone and say, it's the final countdown. You know? Oh, hey, check this out. I taught my dog how to sing Shimmy Shimmy Ya. Check it out. My dog can sing Shimmy Shimmy Ya now. Because he's a dog, though. Check it out. Ready? Come on, pupper. Let's go. Get this. All right, puppy. You can do this. Get it. Come on. Speak. That's impressive, right? He learned how to bark the melody from Shimmy Shimmy Yaw. Oh, that's a good boy. Good boy. Yeah, what a good boy. I gave him extra treats for this. I put THC in them. Oh my god, Junior Rat, calm down. This Junior Rat, though, he's like a real piece of shit.
Alright, well, I'm gonna have to let you go.
Straight up. Me too, I'm almost done with this game.
I don't think I'm getting too much trouble.
Like I said, I'm just wearing socks by now, so, like, I'm about to bust, basically.
Alright, have a good night.
You too, Doc. If you see anybody down there who looks like they might want to play some strip poker, send them up to my room.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
All right, gangster. Stay black, all right? I love you.
Good job.
Excuse me.
Good job. Thanks, pal.
I don't know what the fuck that call was about.
Good job.
Y'all want to do some porno jigsaw puzzles?
It's actually Ron Jeremy when you get down to it.
I accidentally saved the file with the actual instrument. Which is a piano. Oh, I need to hit the timestamp button.
Man, I almost dropped my fucking fingerboard off the deck. I don't want to do that. I almost. Another wonderful night at work, everybody. I hope everyone out here working for a living is loving their life.
I'm doing this call. I think.
Thank you for calling the Hampton Inn. How can I help you?
Hi, my rat. Can I put him in?
Sorry?
Rat? My rat? Can I put him in the room?
I'm sorry, your what?
Rat?
Did you say rat?
Yeah.
Like a pet?
Yeah. Junior?
Okay.
He, retrieves for me.
Gotcha. I'm sorry. I just am wondering if it's the connection that's breaking up on me, or
oh no, I'm just. I'm speaking.
Did you want to bring into the room?
Yeah, it's Junior Rat. He can like get stuff for me.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
He's
that
cool.
Should be no problem.
He can get stuff for you too.
I don't see no problem with that.
Sweet. Because like if someone like drops like money, he knows the smell of it and he can like pick it up and stuff.
Interesting.
He once gave me a ring, and I sold it to the pawn shop, and it was worth $100.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cool.
Wow.
And
interesting. Yeah, absolutely. I don't see any problem with that at all.
I let him loose in the streets, and he brings me diamonds and jewels.
Nice.
So he's
yeah,
good investment, too.
I'm already checked in, but
I need to... So I can bring him in and get diamonds and jewels and stuff?
Perfect. That's no problem. All right, well, you have a good night.
Thank you. She's cool. What a cool lady. What a cool lady.
Can she clap?
I can clap. But that's not the same.
Clapping.
Did you make it clap? Make it clap. Make it clap.
Oh my god, we got 10 minutes about, I think.
She make a clap.
12 minutes, 11 minutes, whatever minutes.
Cool, there's only 11 minutes left in this show, so quick, somebody say a bunch of slurs. Who wants to go first?
Fuck shit, cunt, bitch, motherfucker, shit, bitch, cunt.
I don't think any of those are slurs. Try again, Rosin.
Maybe cunt.
Yeah, I guess cunt.
Cunt's just
a vulgar word for pussy or vagina.
You rusty Martian.
Hey, wow. That's offensive to Martians that are also rusty.
Yo, man, you gotta cool it with that shit, man. That's not cool.
That's not cool. Yeah.
You think it's cool to just say that about Martians?
Bro, cool it with the anti-Martian remarks.
My friend is a Martian.
My neighbor is a Martian.
In here, you wouldn't even know it.
That's
Thank
Whoopi.
You for calling Baymont by Wyndham. Hayes.
Who's
Please
going?
Listen carefully,
really
as there
high.
Are some new menu options to serve
That's
you better.
Drunk.
To make a Good, new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation, please...
I know this phone tree like the back of my heart.
Feel free to add chickens.
Okay.
Thank you for calling by Monday Night Suites. How can I help you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you, sir?
What's your name?
How can I help you?
I'm sorry, I was just asking for your name, trying to be cordial, before I complain.
Judy, how can I help you?
Hi, Judy. There was a pineapple in my microwave.
There's a pineapple in the microwave.
That is a safe word for sure.
Fuck you. No pineapple in the microwave for you, fucker. Get the fuck out.
Wait, I need to try this too.
We have to test it.
Let's see how quick it takes for them to hang up after you say pineapple. I'm Whoppy. I'm hosting a emergency show. Yeah. 9:51, 13 seconds West Meridian, currently 1 hour and 5 minutes, and 57 seconds into the stream. Hi.
How may I help you?
I have a pineapple.
Hey there.
I have a pineapple.
Just the initials over here, no smoking, and that's one, and vehicle making it.
Where's
the Lumaire?
I'm
sorry, what? Where's the Lumaire? It's over here. I'll just insert it for you. Hey there.
I cut a hole in a pineapple, and I'm gonna. Can we use it? Me and the boys.
Boys 121. On this side.
You can enter from the back or the front. Either would be good. It will be good, like if you enter from the back.
Enter from the back.
Yeah, the room number is. Hey there. Thanks
Hi.
For calling on the line.
Hi.
Hey there. What can I do for you?
Me and the boys want to get up in it. Do we get up in it from the back or the front?
Can we jump out?
I'm sorry,
can we
what?
Jump out the boys? We're jump out boys.
We got this pineapple and we cut a hole in it and we don't know if they hit it from the back or the front. You mean the boys?
Are you staying with us right now, sir?
Yeah, we're gonna get it. I think we're gonna come in from the back or maybe the front.
You can come like from the front actually.
I can come from the side?
No, from the front.
Okay.
Are you staying like with us or like do you want like book? Do you want need to book the room?
The pineapple.
Hey, can I ask him a question, Whoopi?
He wants to ask you a question.
Hey, hi, sir. I'm wondering if you guys have accommodations because I cannot kind of just. Sit in a bathroom incorrectly. Do you have accommodations for the bathroom?
We got a pineapple. And we're going to hit
Are
it from the
80...
front and the back.
Are you ADA compliant?
We're going to enter the pineapple from the front.
Hey, Clout Master, this guy wants to talk to you. Say what's up to him.
Hey,
what's up, man?
Hey,
my buddy Clout Master's asked, guy asked
Man, I'm a stay, man.
Oh, you hung up.
What the fuck?
I was going to enter the pineapple from the front.
It just sucks,
bro.
Man.
It's cool that we can enter the pineapple from the back.
There's no discrimination.
If one person enters from the front and the other person enters from the back, will they meet in the middle?
Yeah. And they'll touch inside the pineapple. It's a personal thing. But you can't be too careful in this country. Alright, someone's going in, it's not me.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham.
I guess I have to make another call.
Do
it. Way below my quota. I only showed up so late. I don't know what time y'all started. Like,
please press 1.
I had to work.
To cancel a reservation. Please press.
Let's cancel someone's reservation.
Jimmy will go and then scared.
Jail immediately.
Thanks for calling Super Dave in East Kansas. How can I help you?
Hey, Super Dave. How's it going tonight?
Super 8? Yeah.
Super 8. I'm sorry. I thought you said this was Super Dave. I was like, hell yeah. Super Dave, what's good?
That's the man right there.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, so I kind of ran into a little bit
what's
of
up,
an issue.
Man?
All right, so I've been staying here the past couple nights. It's been, you know, it's been decent, whatever. But I just realized I want to cancel my my booking. I'm checking out, like, tomorrow morning, but can we just cancel it and, like, not charge me?
What's the name?
Oh, that's James. My name's James. I figure, like, I was just wondering, like, if I cancel now before my stay is over, will I be charged the whole amount? Or will I be refunded
entirely? It depends if you made it online or not. What's your last name?
Oh, shit. Scrug. But, shit, so you're telling me that I'm not going to be reimbursed? Because I'm pretty sure I did it on the internet. But, like, I've stayed here the past, like, four nights. I'm really just trying to, like, you know, get a free hotel stay out of this. Like, I'm checking out tomorrow morning, and I was just hoping I could, like, cancel it, you know, I could cancel it tonight, and I'll just sleep out in front of the hotel. Because, like, my flight's
you
early.
You said you're already in here?
Oh, yeah, for sure. James Scrugg.
Spell your last name for me.
S-C-R-U-G-G. Scrugg.
Yeah, I'm not seeing you in here.
Shit, I
sure
probably
got
booked
the right
it under
plate?
A different name. I probably booked it under a different name. All my systems have different names. So, it's possible one of the other systems booked it for me. It could be like a Bill or a Larry or a Jimmy or a John, a Tom or a Timmy.
Ooh,
Barry,
that's a lot of
Joe.
Names narrowed down.
Uh-huh. It could be, there's a lot of them. Like, I'm one of those, like, 64 systems. And, like, I don't even remember all their names. I just know that I am
Jane. I think you got the wrong number, buddy.
I don't know, man. I've been up here in the Super 8, like, just, you know, I called, thought I was talking to Super Dave down at Super 8. That's why I thought it was so cool. Right. Junior Rat, be quiet. What? I'm on the phone. Junior Rat's up here just
what colors are signs?
I ran out of cheese. It's like orange, I think. I'm like colorblind. I don't have those glasses. Like, I have special glasses that actually let me see, like, colors the right way, like regular people. But I didn't bring them with me.
Hey, I'm enjoying the gimmick, man. I'm enjoying
disability.
It. I'm
nice.
Enjoying the gimmick.
Junior Rat, I told you to pipe down back there. I'll get you cheese in a moment. All right. I guess, like, if I'm shit out of luck, I'm shit out of luck. I got the money to pay for the hotel rooms. This is not a big deal, but, like, I'm just...
Yeah, no,
like,
no, makes sense.
As long as I smoke, like,
free
under
night
the
stay.
Bed, that's fine, right? Like, as long as I smoked under the bed, like, as long as I didn't let the smoke
if
get
smoke
out from
under
the
bed. Yeah, if you smoke under the bed, then the smoke doesn't even go through the bed, so we won't even be able to
tell. Right, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, that's how physics works.
You are a genius, just like me. That's awesome,
hey,
brother. All right.
Hey, Super
right, well,
Dave
yeah,
Addy,
gang,
come on now.
Gang shit. I'm not sure who's going to be checking out with you tomorrow morning because, like, usually I go to sleep and then I'll wake up, like, a few days later kind of things, you know?
Right, right.
Yep, yeah. Straight up. But, yeah, man, it's been a blast talking to you. It's been a pleasure.
You made my night.
Yeah, man. I'm going to make your night again, too, because I'm going to come down there with some video games, and we are going to play some video games together. You and me.
Okay.
James Scrugg.
I'll be waiting for you.
Super Dave down at the Super 8. We're going to get this shit popping and locking, knocking and dropping. I'm going to kick a fresh
there you go.
Box flow like you've never heard before. Well, it might not be that impressive if you're actually into beatboxing, but if you are not, let me tell you, you are in for a treat. So,
hey,
yeah,
I'll be waiting.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Just keep it hyphy. Have a great night, and I love you.
Yeah, you too, man. Take it easy. Bye.
Thanks, buddy. Peace.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, perfect. It's 10 o'clock. Play at the talking times. We
welcome
have
to the show.
I think Scared has to do a call, and then I think it's over.
Cool.
Scared, you will speak to a hotel.
I will speak to the man.
Well, I have an important announcement to make right before the end of the show, so do this call, and I hope it's not too long, but also I hope it's good, so I hope it's lengthy enough.
I will use a whoopee premise, and they will hang up instantly.
Good.
Well, don't do that. If you want to do a call, like, don't do a call.
Yeah,
got to talk to that guy about total bullshit for how long? Almost 10 minutes?
That was pretty good.
Oh,
that's terrible. I'm too nice. I'm not trying to piss people off. I'm just trying to make them laugh.
See how long
I can knock it hung up on.
This number ends in 8008, so.
Oh.
Boob number.
Thank you for calling the Quality Inn Hayes I-70. For reservations, sorry, I didn't get that. Please choose from the following options. Thank you for calling the Quality Inn.
I think I know this phone system.
What a nice phone system.
Fuckers.
These no numbers are really picking up.
Some everything.
Oh, there it's not even a no number though. Wait, it is a no number now.
Well, you know what no math is? No equals yes.
Yeah.
In like a year.
That's cool that these things are said on the show.
It's normal.
That's normal with your host, Wuffy. Oh my god, there's a Bissing House? What the hell's Bissing House? It sounds rude.
I want to call the Bissing House.
Alright, you will speak to Bissing House.
I need my best in slots.
Hello, Bissing House.
Hey, Bissing House, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. I was waiting a long time to call you guys. I was really scared. I saw this guy outside, and it looked like he was scared as well. Is there a problem going down there? Are you guys all good?
Where are you calling from?
My phone. Are you guys at the Bissing okay. house, right?
Yeah, do you know who we are?
Yeah. Yeah, I go down there all the time. At least I try to every, you know, once in a while. I don't go there every day. I get my business and I leave.
Huh?
What? What?
Can I ask who this is?
Jimothy?
Jimothy? Like, from the office?
From the office? I wish I was in the office. That'd be awesome. I only work in an office, sir.
Okay.
Do I sound like I'm in the office?
No.
Am I making stapler noises? Fax noises?
Jimothy's an office reference from like the Office with Michael Scott.
I've never seen that.
No. It's a great show. You should watch it.
Where would I watch that? No, wait, don't tell me. Wait, I was calling about a scared guy. There's a scared man outside. I usually go in there with the Bissings. We do, like, a couple of Bissings, and then we leave.
What's a Bissing?
That's usually what people say whenever they come in there for the first time, like...
You sound like you're in an office.
Oh. Heck yeah. Well, there we go. Hold on, I gotta take this phone call. Oh no, they hung up. No, wait, so there's a scared guy and I was talking to you about him, right? Are you gonna answer my question?
A scared guy? What do you mean?
Yeah, outside
guy?
He was holding a leaf in his hand.
A leaf?
Yeah, right next to an office building.
What kind of...
My name is Jimothy.
What kind of office building?
The office.
So you know the office. All right. Who said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take?
Sun Tzu.
No. There's three correct answers.
I've never seen The Office, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
But you know the quote.
No, I just go down there and get Bissings every once in a while, and then we leave.
What's a Bissing?
Like you said, that's what I tell people. People usually ask me that question when I go in there for the first time, and then they understand.
How much does a Bissing cost?
I don't know, however much they want.
They choose their price? Like the customer or the...
Do you want one Bissing? I mean, I'm surely you've rung up two Bissings.
What's the conversion rate between a Bissing and a Schrute Buck?
You tell me. I don't know. I don't work there. I'm in the office.
It sounds like it.
I'm using a stapler right now. And there's a phone next to me.
Swing line?
Swing, what?
A swing line stapler? Is it red?
No.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome.
It's red. Well, no, it is red. You're right. How did you get that right? How did you know where I am?
That's Office Space. That's Office Space.
Sir, how do you know what my color stapler is? This is getting crazy.
I know. It's nuts. Hey, I'm about to turn on the. So
hey.
I see you're calling from Pennsylvania. I'm about to turn on the West Virginia game. It's going to be a horrible.
You want to watch it together? We could watch the entire thing. Let's stay on the phone the entire time.
I suppose we could, but.
Can I talk to your wife? Who's the lady in the background?
Sure.
I'm in the office.
You sound like you're in an office. Huh?
Clapping.
That sounds like a good clap. I'm gonna watch West Virginia get pummeled by BYU.
That sounds awesome. How are they pummeling? That sounds actually abusive.
Not really.
Has anyone called the sheriff about this?
About West Virginia BYU?
The abusive relationship between them, yeah.
They're slapping him
around, and
it's not so much abusive, except we're beating ourselves. I mean,
I guess it's legal, right?
It's legal slapping. Football, it's regulated, kinda. I guess
regulation. Yeah, it's all regulation.
Until everything's regulation until overtime, and then no holds barred.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore. I don't really watch sports. Like, what's going on over there? Is it, like, college?
College football.
Oh, college football? Does your wife watch with you?
She does.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's awesome.
Right?
Do you finger the people on the screen whenever you see them? You, like, finger them? You point at them and you finger them?
You're like, that's that guy!
Yeah, like point out your index finger. You could finger anyone you want.
The numbers, sure.
Yeah.
Here, hang on. Talk.
Yeah, let me talk to your wife.
She went downstairs for a couple minutes.
Oh, my bad. Oh, wait a little.
Pick up DoorDash.
Oh, what did you guys order?
Applebee's.
Oh, 2 for $20 deal? That's insane.
I gotta tell you, it's 2 for $25 right now, and on DoorDash it's 2 for $30. Like,
did they give you a certificate of authenticity for that? Have you heard about what's going on?
I don't know, man. Someone wrote a song about it. Someone wrote a song about Applebee's and a date.
No, the federal government is going around and they're looking for certificates of authenticity on DoorDash and Uber Eats orders. So I hope that you guys got one in there. Usually they steal them.
No certificate, just the receipt and the chip.
Man. Okay. Well, just watch out for that. Just watch out for your certificates coming in moving forward.
I will try.
Because I got stuck up, I got jammed up one of these days with a certificate.
What kind of certificate?
The Bissing certificate.
Again, what is a Bissing?
Dude, why don't you just come with me and we'll go over there and I'll just show you. I don't want to talk about it. Like, Bissing is just so, like, last year. I'll just show it to you and you'll understand.
Okay, come on over.
Okay, have you seen my junior rat down there? Because I have seen a guy. The scared guy did see my junior rat. He was talking to him for a little bit. But he
saw your what?
Act. My junior rat?
Your junior rat.
My junior rat. Yeah, you got it right. He like bisses around. He like looks for things that people lost. Like gives them back to me. Sometimes I keep them, sometimes I give them back. Most of the time I give them back. I'm not that bad of a person. I'm not a bad guy.
Does this junior rat get promoted to senior rat?
How did you know?
A process of elimination.
Sir, you're on it. That's like juniorrat.com style.
I'm going to have to look that up. Okay.
Senior rat is definitely above junior rat.
I would expect
if that makes sense. It's like an order of operations?
Order of operations is important in any business.
Like PEMDAS?
A little bit.
You know PEMDAS?
I do understand PEMDAS.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to give you a trick question. What's the Pythagorean theorem? Huh, smart guy?
It calculates the hypotenuse of a right triangle.
Holy shit, this guy's good.
I try.
Holy shit. I don't even have any more questions for you. Do you know anything about the scared guy outside? I'm still looking for him. He had a leaf in his hand.
All right,
make sure whatever the guy with a leaf, he comes inside, he's looking scared. He's going to go in there and look for Abyss. He's going to give or get a couple of Abysses, depending on how he feels and the vibe of the night and the situation.
I will be sure to let Scared Leaf Guy know.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, sir. I love you. Honestly.
Absolutely. If you are ever in Hayes, Kansas, and you want to book a room, let us know. And we'll
we already did. We were up there in the room.
You were in the room.
Yeah, we're in the Bissing room.
Again, what's a Bissing?
We're smoking in the Bissing room, sir. Someone pass me the Bissing bong.
The Bissing bong, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that okay? Is there smoke? Is it smoke-free? We can smoke under the bed if that's cool.
We are... Don't do that. We generally frown on flammability issues.
The office noises are going off, sir. What do I do about that? I'm smoking. I'm really high. I can't answer the phone anymore. I'm already talking to you.
I would...
I'm scared, just like the scared guy outside now.
With a leaf.
With a leaf. He had a leaf in his hand.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go into my bathroom and blow it down the toilet or something. I'll, like, flush it and then blow the smoke down the toilet as it's flushing. That should actually be a pretty good method. Do you think it would be good? Like, blow it down? Blow it down?
I've not had the opportunity to try. The acceptable answers, by the way, to you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott. I'll leave it at that. Have a good night.
Do you know the famous line, just don't call me late for dinner?
Dangerfield.
Sir, that was Sun Tzu.
No. It was Dangerfield. On that note, we got to leave it.
Have you ever, like, made points? Like, you run over someone, like, hypothetically with a bike, and you get, like, 10 points?
I have no points.
No point? Well, you don't get any points for a bike? Then how many points do you get for a bike? Like, 0 and -1? How many points are a family of 4?
I have not ridden a bike in years. Sir, I'll leave it at that. This has been a very entertaining conversation.
No, if you're driving a car, how many points if you just, you know, sideswipe another vehicle? That's probably like 2 points, maybe like 1 point.
That depends on the state.
All right, now, no, I'm talking about points, like, points, sir, not points on my record.
That depends on the state. Those are state laws, not federal laws.
Junior points.
Senior points. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Senior points.
It's been wonderful. It has been.
I'm getting 20 points for that bicycle, sir. You're not going
to
tell me I'm getting any points for that.
We need to go to a break. Thank you so much for calling.
No.
And good night.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you.
We love him. All right, I think that's the end of the show. I'm gonna do the dragon mirror. Wait.
I'm sorry. I was just getting a little heated.
I have a very important announcement to make.
That was a good call.
I need to get the announce back on the screen because that went for a little while and I kind of left it. Okay, the announcement is as follows. Starting October 7th and running until December 2nd, 2025, Season 1 of EA Skate will be dropping in, as they say.
Oh, snap.
In early access, we're going to get some visual improvements. There's going to be more cosmetics. There's going to be more bullshit. It's going to be fucking garbage.
Nice.
So please play Skate. And let EA know they need to make the game better every day until they don't. Until they shut off Skate and they email me and say, "You're dead, buddo." I love y'all.
Have a great night. I'm gonna play this song. I don't think I'm legally allowed to. Someone else plays this song, but I'm gonna play it. Because I have it.
Hey. They play this song sometimes at my work. I wonder why.
I don't have a list of names to read. If you're listening, live at rogueserver.com/Wuffy. Thank you. I hope Dragomir gets feeling better.
I hope he feels better, and thank you very much for stepping up, Whoopi.
What that guy said.
And thanks for Buckshot, man. Buckshot, hell yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Buckshot.
Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for joining in, making calls, doing it all.
I love you all.
What a great group of guys.
What a real piece of shit that Buckshot is. Piece of shit.
He's a rusty Martian.
I don't think you can say that.
Having a good old time.